to the 14th episode of Bandsuits. My name is Queen Rafi, and this is my podcast, Queen Rafi Space. And on this episode, I spoke with Opakam Tom George, who is a lawyer, a technology enthusiast, and the co-founder of a platform called Shukran that is really important for creatives. Do listen in.
And for today, my guest is Opakam Tom George, who is a lawyer and a creative, exploring the intersection of technology and media, with a knack for developing content and strategy to implement media technology and communication objectives. As a passion, she loves driving conversations around technology, media, sustainability, and impact. She's the host of the Blue Ribbon Podcast and the co-founder of Shukran, which is a platform available for creatives. We're going to get into that, you know, during the course of this conversation. So, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yay.
So, you are a lawyer. Did you always want to be one?
Oh, yes. I actually always wanted to be a lawyer. I mean, growing up and stuff. And I think that was the only I thought was fitting to the kind of competences I had whilst growing up. I think it was one of the options and maybe the only option I had. But midway into school, in university, I kind of just discovered that I had other passions. And passion for law began to dwindle somewhat at the time. But I mean, growing up, I always wanted to be a lawyer.
So are you a practicing lawyer right now, or you've just abandoned it for other things that you have interest for?
Oh yeah, I'm not a practicing lawyer. I don't practice actively. I do some advisory, yes, and do some work, but not, I won't tie it directly to the law, you know. So I practiced for about 2 years, and that was about it.
So I know that, you know, I've learned that you guys have like different sectors or different angles to this law thing. I used to think that every lawyer could do everything. But thankfully to movies, I realized there are corporate lawyers, there are criminal lawyers, all of those. So which were you when you were still practicing, or which are you? Because I know you're still a lawyer, but you don't just practice right now.
Okay, so when I did practice, actually, I practiced for 2 years. So when I practiced, I was basically in criminal law. I think I started active practice when I was 7, right? So it was basically criminal law, because at the time there was no exposure to corporate. I mean, while in school, I wanted to do like corporate law and IP, intellectual property and media. That's kind of cool part of law that I was really like interested in. But when I went for NY, the reality of that was so different, right? And so I did my NYC in Maya. The most that we were exposed to was criminal investigation and land law. So that was what I was doing, right? So there was a criminal part of law, but I still dipped my hand somewhat in corporate law and the like. So yeah,
that's nice. The law world must be quite interesting.
Actually, it is.
You, when I was reading a bit about you, I kind of caught my eye on technology, and you are also the co-founder of Shukran, which is like a platform for creatives. So let's talk about, when did technology enter the game?
Okay, like during my NYC period as well, I kind of I got interested in technology. I mean, there was a community. I had like friends who are into technology, and so just got in that community and in that space just like that. I don't know if I'll say that accidentally. Yeah, I've always had this thing for gadgets and just knowing how to. Technology plays an enabler, right? I just want to be able to make my processes more fair. And a lot of times it comes with your ability to know how technology functions, yeah? So I think that's like where my interest started from. But then in NYC, I just got involved with people who were really tech savvy, and it just made me tick, right? And I think that's where I actually started, you know, my tech journey from.
So how has it been? Are you enjoying technology more than you enjoyed law?
Well, yes, I am, to be honest. Like, I am enjoying it more than I actually enjoyed law.
I love that, you know, during this conversation, you've kind of mentioned a bit of how NYC has shaped you.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of times people say, oh, NYC is useless, let's scrap it, let's do this, let's do that. But I have realized that you meet amazing people that you'd never dream of. At this NYSC thing.
Sure.
Honestly, NYSC is one of the reasons why my podcast is really shaped the way it's shaped. First off, I had too much time on my hands.
Time on your hands.
Yeah, that was number one. And then number two, I had people around me that were just doing amazing stuff. And I was like, wait, what have I been doing with my life? So it kind of just motivated me as well. Like, it opened my eyes to a lot of things that I did not know. Because I schooled in the north and so many of those things were not discussed. So I'm really glad that you mingled with the right kind of people.
Yes, very important. I tried technology at the time. So I was doing the law thing, which I probably have to go to court maybe 3 times a week, 2 weeks a week. I was also doing radio at the time. And so that was my I'd done campus radio, but NYC was my first experience with the real radio. And I mean, I'm a lawyer, so doing radio on the side. And then we had this startup we were working on at the time to start up that did not quite fly. I mean, there are a lot of stories about our failures, yeah, but story for another day. People don't like talking about it, but I'm really comfortable talking about it. So, I mean, it was me dabbling into a lot of things. They say in your 20s, you should try and explore a lot of things, and you just kind of find your core eventually if you do. I'm not trying to tell you guys listening right now that you should be a jack of all trades, master of none. I'm not saying that. But as much as the life within you, if you know your passions about this, because I think for me, my passions kind of just have evolved over the years.
Yeah.
So before, I wanted to be like a VJ, I wanted to be on TV and doing them. Oh, I talk fast, practice in front of the mirror and that kind of thing. And then midway, I'm like, okay, why exactly do you want to be on TV? You want to impact lives? You want to add value? Like, why exactly? I even had to talk to a career coach at the time. And he's like, okay, the thing is, I see a lot of things. I see you like being a very, very driven person, someone who should even be in the academics, because you have a lot of knowledge to pass on.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what, media is just going to be an avenue by which you're going to pass this knowledge, not because you're actually supposed to be there, figured. And I for the longest time, I'm like, no, it's not true. I'm made for TV. I'm made for this. But like, eventually, I've been able to sit down, look at my vision board again. I'm like, okay, so examine my motives really and say, why do you really want to do this? Why do you really want to be on TV? Why do you really want to be like, get your face out there? And it's like, you know what? I now get it. Like, if media is just an avenue through which I can pass whatever message that God has laid in my heart or God has brought me on earth to pass, if that makes sense, right?
So, yeah, it does. And you know, the funny thing is, whenever I think of having guests on Bandsuit, because Bandsuit, the whole idea of this is to actually have people that are my friends and family just come on. That was the idea before it evolved into having other people on. But every time I have a guest, they talk about themselves and everything, and I realize we actually have quite a lot in common than I want to admit. Like, for example, you talking about dabbling into a lot of things and being versatile, I can relate to that, to you being wanting to do everything. And the funny thing is, you excel at so many different things that you tell yourself, yeah, I can do it. But when you sit back and realize, you realize that there are some places where you are like an A1 and there are some places where you're like a C. So why be in a place where you are a C when you can be at a place where you are an A1?
True.
Yeah, so I kind of understand that. All right, so let's get into this platform that you created, which I'm really excited about. It's called Shukran. What inspired this platform? Why did you even think to start it? What is Shukran about? Please give us a lowdown.
So Shukran is S-H-U-K-R-A-N. It's Swahili and Arabic words of thank you. We basically created Shukran because we realized that there are a lot of content creators in Nigeria that probably do not have like very huge following. Very, very talented content creators who are churning out content with love. There's no platform for them to even make money. Before a brand would come, for example, to sponsor a particular episode or maybe their podcast or their YouTube channel or their blog, like, it takes a long time, right? All right, Shukran was created, you know, to help content creators basically in Nigeria for now earn money through tips from people who enjoy their content. So basically, people who want to support them can actually support them through tips. And we're saying, okay, you know what, you don't have to put your account number out there. That's not what you're comfortable with. With as well as 100 naira, people who support you, who enjoy your content, can actually tip you with at least 100 naira to say, okay, thank you for what you do. Thank you for blessing my life. Thank you for adding value. Support me I'm supporting you rather through this.
You're making a lot of sense. Like, you know, people can keep you, support you. Like, they don't have to have so much money, but they can just say, okay, I have 1K, thank you, use it to buy data kind of stuff.
Exactly. And, you know, we're doing it out of, you know what, you guys that support this content creators, you're doing it out of goodwill. We're not begging you. And I think that's, like, a lot of education we've been trying to do. Like, we're not begging for money. We create value. We're turning our content. We just want the support. I mean, if, what would you do if you had, like, your finances, like, you know, settled, like, content? You have your camera, you don't have to worry for camera, you don't have to worry for your mic, you don't have to worry for your data. You probably create more, probably more consistent, you feel better, you know, knowing that, oh my God, my guys have my back, right? So that's why we created Shukran, basically to help content creators in Nigeria. We realize that there's no platform like this in Nigeria. We have Patreon, we have Gumroad in America, and those guys are actually earning off their content, exclusive content. Whether or not the exclusive or the ones who want to put out there, they're earning from their content. We're like, okay, you know what, let's do this in Nigeria for Nigerian creators. You know, let them be able to earn from their content. Let them be able to, you know, let people just really support them financially. So that's the idea behind Shukran, a content creator. And I know the troubles that I've had to face not having my tools, you know, and then like no support. I don't have huge numbers on Instagram or on my podcast, for example, right? So going to pitch to a brand to come and sponsor an episode can be a very big task, right? Just to get money. But with Shukran, I can always say, guys, we love my content, then you can Shukran me. You can actually drop a tip on me, you know, week in, week out.
So now, how does this platform work? Because you said it is amazing. I'm a creative. I'm thinking, finally. So I can, you know, finally go to this platform and upload every other thing. But most people would ask, so what is the need for you?
Okay, so how does it work? I pretty much explained this. You have a platform already that has been created. We started with the minimum viable product where we had beta testers who came and tested the product and told us, okay, you know what? We want this feature to be here. And as we go by, we keep on iterating and keep on developing the platform. Yeah. So the first thing we wanted to do, like, we just wanted to impact lives and just, you know, make life easier for content creators on the continent, right? Africa. We're starting from Nigeria, actually. So yeah, what to make for us? So basically, the way we charge is, for every the list you can leave on the platform is 1,000 naira. Like the list you can withdraw is 1,000 naira. You cannot withdraw below 1,000 naira from the platform. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean it means you accumulate all of your tips, wait for it to be up to 1,000 naira before you can withdraw.
Yeah. I mean you might decide that you want to leave it. Like my tips right now is about 5,000 something. Even though I'm a co-founder, I also make money because I'm a content creator.
You are rich. When are you buying me out in Lekki? Okay, all right. So let me ask this question. So my money is up to 1,000 naira. I want to withdraw. What is the percentage of that I leave for Shukran?
So 10% for Shukran across. I mean, we've had to like think about this, our charging process, like over and over again, because we don't want to lose. Even if we're not gaining now, we don't want to have to lose and use our personal money to pay charges, because we use some payment gateways that we have in Africa. We use PayStack. I'm trying to integrate with Flutterwave so that we'd have international teams come in, right? They also charge us.
Like you basically use money to maintain the platform.
Exactly. So we don't want, even though we're not gaining now, we don't want to lose, and that's why we're having this charge. So 10% across, like how much, depending on how much money you have, we take a 10% charge when you want to withdraw.
Mm.
Only at the point when you trigger withdrawal and you're trying to withdraw your tip, that's when we charge, right? But for you to withdraw, you must have at least 1,000 naira, because we don't want people that would have 200 naira there. I would want to withdraw 200 naira. Bam, we have charges paid, and it's going to be really, really, it's not going to be put on our part, you know. So
I like how honest you are about this. I really like it, because most times when people create platforms, they just want people to sign up, and they're not telling you the real, you know, the real things that are around it. And I understand, I mean, if everybody's relying 200, that's like a lot of charges on your own part, considering the fact that it's a new platform. Okay, so you said 10%. So say for example I have 10,000 naira. Once I trigger withdraw on my Shukran account, you guys get 1,000 naira.
1K, yes, you do.
That's fair, in my opinion.
Very fair, actually. Because, I mean, you are earning. It's not like you had like a cost price and then you now have your calculation, your profits. It's not for like the content creators on our platform because it's through tips.
It's basically like a gift. So, and Shukran is like the platform that helps you bring the gift. So you're saying to Shukran, thank you for helping me get my gift.
Exactly. Thank you. So that's how it works. Yes, but we have other features on the platform that we're definitely going to add. We just recently added the exclusive content feature. That's like the Patreon one. So it's not membership. It's just an exclusive where you can put in your exclusive link. So basically, the way it works is this. We're trying to tell people that, you know, you don't necessarily have to give anything for free again. I mean, if you want to, that's fine. But you don't have to. Because I realize that, you know, people don't value free things, you know. So rather than give your ebook for free, because they'll have it in their box and probably not read it, you know, you can actually add a link to your ebook on the exclusive redirect link there. So when people tip you, they have that gift of your ebook. Do you guess?
And that kind of makes them feel special.
Exactly. Exactly. A very good example again is, you know how that you can upload a YouTube video not to public or to private. So only people that have the link to that YouTube video would be able to access that video. So that the link to that video, for example, could be the one you'd fill in your redirect link page on Shukran. So anybody who tips you would have access to that exclusive YouTube video that you put up. For me, my podcast, anybody that tips me, even though my podcast is hosted on Anchor, anybody that tips me, I just created a SoundCloud. It sounds like I would actually create a SoundCloud episode just for people that tip me, just so they'll hear my voice and say, oh, guys, thank you so much. You know, so that's what the exclusive link does for exclusive content.
That's nice.
They definitely still build it. And again, even musicians can make use of it too, rather than people streaming your song for free. Right, you can actually upload the link to your song on the exclusive content part of it, and when people tip you, right, I mean, it's better than streaming for free. Once they tip you, they have access to downloading your song.
This is like an all-inclusive platform, so it's like when you're a creative, this is a platform that you might not put a second try, but people who really, because sometimes people listen to your stuff, they really want to reach out to you, but they know that, you know, maybe getting into your DM to say, please send us your account details to probably make you feel some type of way. But with this link, and some people want to even gift you stuff anonymously. So with this link, I can easily gift you something. You don't have to know me. I don't have to know you. All I'm saying is a gift. And, you know, we're thankful that way everybody keeps their own side of the conversation. The creative keeps giving you amazing content and the person appreciates you. That's like a win-win for everybody.
Exactly.
But it's something that people are always worried about whenever it comes to a platform and then go and drop your account details or something, is about safety. How safe is the Shukran platform?
Oh, it's actually very safe. So when people drop their account details, nobody sees it. I mean, if you're going to tip me, you don't see my account details. It's only we at the Shukran, on the Shukran team that actually needs information. I mean, not everybody on the team who sees the information. So we are the only ones that see the information that you drop. The only thing people see when it comes to tip you is your name, your primary content link, your bio, your picture, and, you know, then you have to fill their name and their email address and message that they have for you, the encouraging message or the sweet words that they have for you. So that's basically what people see. So it's actually very safe, very, very safe.
All right, thank you so much for sharing that one, Obakam. All right, so Obakam, you do quite a lot of things. You're into the tech life, a bit of the law thing whenever you feel like, so many other stuff, podcasting. How do you unwind?
All right, thank you so much for that question. So I play, you know, because I barely even have a night. I'm always awake, working. Right. So a lot of times when I feel so overwhelmed by everything, I take out time to play with my siblings, play with my friends, could be online. Anyhow, I'm a switcher. So that's a very good way for me to unwind. Me and my colleagues at Shukran, we play like every other day. I also do meditation. I have a couple of meditation apps on my phone that I just unplug and meditate. It helps me really relax. And then I also read I have a gratitude journal. So anytime I feel so overwhelmed or so like all over the place, I just open my gratitude journal and read all the things that I'm thankful for. It definitely helps me, you know, just settle in and unwind. I mean, it's the feeling on its own is out of this world. So I do that. I always gas off my sisters, like my friends that are working on amazing stuff and actually killing it. We usually have this self-care thing on Sundays, right? So that's one way I also unwind. I think that's about it.
I like that. I really like that. It's amazing. Self-care is important. And I'm happy that you take out time to, you know, play and just remember the child that you were. Because I think most people forget.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Obakam. It's been really amazing having you here on the podcast. Thank you for creating Shukran. Thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you. Please, you guys, follow us on Instagram, on the Shukran's Instagram page. We have Use Shukran on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Use Shukran. You can sign up and have an account on Shukran. The website is useshukran.com. So, yeah, please sign up and start earning your tips.
Exactly. I'm going to make sure that I have all of the links you've talked about in the show notes. So, you guys will just click on the show notes and be able to, you know, sign up on Shukran if you are a creative person, you know, and you want people to. And I think, see, even as much as you have something that you're doing and you're putting it out there, you're a creative, you're a graphic artist, you are a musician, you're a podcaster, you are what else? Whatever, you're a YouTuber,
professional speaker, artist, singer.
So just go out there and sign up. And in fact, you also have to realize that this is not you begging, because I know that that's a mindset that you have to get over. I struggle with that as well. It is not you begging and looking for support, except if you don't need it. But really, are you sure you don't need the support? You need it. So go out there and get that support. Use Shukran to get that support for yourself. I'm going to make sure that I have their website link in the show notes for you. Also a link to Obakam's podcast. So I'm going to have that in the show notes. Thank you so much, Obakam. It's been really amazing having you.
I really, really appreciate you. Thank you so much, guys, for having me.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And please tip Queen Rafi. Please don't forget to do that. Very important. Thank you.
Thank you for this hype.
I hope that you enjoyed that conversation that I had with Obakam Tom George. Please go ahead and sign up on useshukran.com. It's a really good platform. I have created my own account as well, and I think it's a really good way that creatives can sort of leverage on the content that they create. You could actually tell people to say, oh, I want to get a new mic, or I want to get a new camera, please help me out, you know, send me tips via Shukran. And it would really be a good way for you to continue to do what you do before you get a big sponsor. Thanks for listening, and make sure you share this with every content creator that you know. They need to know about this platform. Okay, thanks for listening.